this is Case Keenum. You're listening to SB Nation Radio.
Now back to SB Nation Radio, coming to you live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios.
Case Keenum, new Broncos quarterback. It is Pushing the Odds, PTO, SB Nation Radio. It is time for O'Reilly Auto Parts, and if you're a do-it-yourselfer and you're looking for the right tool for your job, you can shop O'Reilly Auto Parts and their Power Torque Tools DIY Day sales going on right now. You'll find a wide selection of Power Torque Tools on sale right now at Guaranteed for Life. Power Torque Tools DIY sales, day sales going on right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. We head to the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline. Adam Stites covers the NFL for SB Nation. He joins us here on SB Nation Radio. Adam, Matt Peralta, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm great. Thanks for the time. Let's start with the trade and why you think here in the middle of March the Jets decided to trade away a lot to move up three spots in the upcoming draft. To go from 6 to 3, they gave up their 6 and 2 second-round picks this year and a second-round pick next year. That seems like a lot to move up three spots. Do you agree?
It is a lot. The only way it really makes sense is if they felt like there was a lot of competition and they really wanted to strike early. I believe that the Buffalo Bills are probably going to make an attempt to move up. It certainly seems that way based off of all their moves so far. And so I think this was really a case of the Jets trying to beat them to the punch and get ahead of them early, jump on that trade while they could. And yeah, it's a lot. But, if a team ends up trading with the Giants, I think it's going to be, a whole lot more. So it may end up being a pretty value trade in just a few more weeks.
Do you have any sense as to who they want? Who is the guy that was not going to be there at 6, who will be there at 3 for the Jets?
Right. I think that's what's so interesting about this trade is that they really aren't picking their guy. They're probably coming up for a quarterback, and you would think that the first two picks are probably going to be quarterbacks. So they're pretty much locking themselves into the number 3 quarterback off the board if things all go down the way everybody expects them to. And that's just going to be up to the Browns and whoever ends up picking second, if it's the Giants. Whatever quarterback goes 1 and 2, the Jets are just going to get number 3. So that's, I think, is the biggest risk about all this, is that they really aren't picking their guy. I think Darnold and Rosen are probably the favorites to go 1 and 2. And then at that point, it'd probably be the Jets picking between Josh Allen or Baker Mayfield. Those seem to be the two guys that are battling to be the third off the board.
If Barkley is there at 3, do you think the Jets would take him?
I would be shocked if they took him. I think it would have made sense to take him, if he was available. It's not like they have a running back in place, but you don't come up that early to jump ahead of everybody just to take a running back. If they wanted to make that move, that's probably a move they could have made a while ago. They didn't need to climb ahead of everybody now to go do that, to go make that move now. So I think the timing of the move indicates that it's a quarterback. So I would be surprised if it was Barkley.
I'm curious. So what do you make of the Giants? I mean, do you think it's a smokescreen when it comes? Because a lot of people are saying that they're not taking a quarterback, that they're going to take Barkley at 2. Do you buy that, or do you think that they are going to take the heir apparent to Eli at number 2?
I think it would make a world of sense for them to trade the pick right now. It's never going to get more valuable than this. There's going to be teams that want to get ahead of the Jets and take the second quarterback off the board. If they end up taking the pick, the quarterback is an option. So is Barkley. Options are good. But I think that realistically, I think the trade is the scenario that makes the most sense. And I wouldn't be surprised if it happened long before the draft, just like how this last trade happened way early, too.
So if you're Cleveland and you have 1 and 4, would you be open, because I think they should, would you be open for business with the number 1 pick, given what it could go for?
I think if they like a quarterback, I don't think they should toy around. They've done it way too often. You know, it's still something they get criticized for. They had the pick that Carson Wentz got drafted with. They had the pick that Deshaun Watson got drafted with, and they traded both of those to recoup value because those picks were very valuable. But at the end of the day, they probably wish they had those two players. You know, so if you see a quarterback that you really like, just go get them. So I think if they really don't like any quarterback, then sure. But if they think there's a guy here, and it seems like, you know, a lot of teams do, they should definitely just go ahead and grab one of those guys when they can.
You know, I'm curious also, when you look at the top five and you look at that there are this many quarterbacks, where do you see Baker Mayfield going? Where would be a good fit, and why isn't he going to be the first quarterback taken off the board?
A good fit, I think the Broncos would make a lot of sense if they're looking to develop somebody. I don't think they see Case Keenum as their future. It's really only a two-year deal, and it's, you know, he could be a flash in the pan. So I do think they probably want to find somebody else to develop. It doesn't seem like they think Paxton Lynch is that guy. So that's a spot that makes sense. Why he's not going number one, I think more than anything, it's probably height. Teams really seem to talk themselves into the guy with the high ceiling. I think it's why Josh Allen is up there despite his production. Baker Mayfield can make all the throws, but generally, just guys that aren't tall enough slide. You know, Drew Brees had every reason to go first round when he came out of Purdue, and he ended up being a second round pick, really just because of height. I mean, he outplayed that, but teams just really would rather find the guy that they feel like they can mold into the prototype quarterback. So, I think height is number one. There's probably a little bit of off field concerns. But I don't think he's going to have to wait long to hear his name come off. I still think he's a top 10 pick.
Interesting. Talking to Adam Stites, SB Nation, covering the NFL here on SB Nation Radio. So of all the quarterback carousels spinning around, in Case Keenum winding up in Denver, like you mentioned, and what we've seen with Kirk Cousins going to the Vikings, any moves surprise you with where these quarterbacks have wound up so far?
I think the Cardinals going with Sam Bradford on such an expensive deal, that one really surprised me, because it seems like the kind of move that a team would make if it believes that it's a contender. The Cardinals found that a Band-Aid, they threw Mike Glennon in as a backup, that they're probably going to want to try and find a guy that can develop, but it seems like the kind of move that you'd make if you thought you were ready to go win it all. And I just don't see how they have the pieces to make that happen. Maybe David Johnson comes back and the offense is good again, but even the defense lost Calais Campbell and Tony Jefferson last year. It lost Tyrann Mathieu this year. That was the one that surprised me the most.
Yeah, and then the money too, right? Well, what they're paying for it as well to get. I mean, when we look back on his career, is Bradford going to be the most overpaid NFL player ever?
Yeah, I don't think it's really close. he's one of the highest paid players ever as is. I think he's over you know, $150 million for his career or something like that. Absolutely.
Lucky his agent is a smart and very fortunate person to see what Sam Bradford has walked himself into. You know, the trades haven't just been with quarterbacks in free agency, and not just been with quarterbacks. What do you make of the Rams and the defensive changes they have made with Wade Phillips coming in for year number one?
I love it. I love it. And it's the kind of players that have seemed to thrive with Wade Phillips. You know, Marcus Peters and Aqib Talib are both guys that, you know, maybe are volatile players. But Wade Phillips has really seemed to thrive with those kind of personalities. And now they're flying in Ndamukong Suh as well.
Yeah.
You know, they're playing with fire a little bit, but he seems to be the kind of guy who makes it work. So the NFC West is so much fun right now between the 49ers and the Rams, and the way they're both just putting together an arms race. I'm very excited to watch that rivalry over the next six, 7, 8 years.
It's going to be a ton of fun. I think there are some real cool games to be played down the road between L.A. and San Francisco. I totally agree. Adam, good stuff today. Really appreciate the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Adam Stites, SB Nation, covering the NFL, joining us here on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Hotline. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. We do have basketball on the tube tonight, NIT games going on, if you're interested in such a thing. So if you're really kind of looking for a basketball fix tonight, you do have the NIT, which is really smart because everyone gets out of their basketball from the weekend, and we all start looking around going, well, wait, we need a basketball game. So there's games on tonight in the NIT. By the way, the folks at the Westgate have just reissued their initial line for McGregor Mayweather boxing and McGregor Mayweather MMA. Conor McGregor opened up at a plus 1,100 underdog boxing. Mayweather was minus 2,500. For MMA, a fight, by the way, that has to take place over the next year for the bet to be live. But Mayweather is plus 650, and McGregor is minus 1,000. The only logic to this, to me, is it's an enticement for the boxing bettor to bet Mayweather. Because I don't understand this, to be quite honest. It's a bigger mismatch, Conor versus Floyd in an octagon versus Conor versus Floyd in a boxing match. Yet the initial line for the fight is heavily in favor of Mayweather. So I don't know about that. We'll get more into that coming up on the other side and talk about Rory's comments about taking away alcohol from fans next.